drops down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! This town is going crazy! It's a madhouse in Landover, Maryland!
He did it!
Were you guys struck by how easy it seemed for Noah Brown to just catch the ball? Because a lot of times on Hail Marys, there's a scramble. The ball's like down near the ground. Mm-hmm. It's not usually that clean looking of an operation.
Usually doesn't work out like that.
I mean, there was a scrum, a tip, and then he was just all by his lonesome. All he had to do was not fumble it.
Well, it was by design. It doesn't often work like that, but it was by design. The diamond formation, explain it. And, you know, you have a guy in front, you have a tipper. You have a guy behind, and it just worked out perfectly. And the thing that struck me the most, and I know they were only rushing three at one point and then four, was just Jaden buying all the time for everybody to get down there. Yeah. And, I mean, he took 12 seconds.
I know. It's wild.
Okay. And those guys were going after him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he wasn't under duress. And some of those guys were pancaking guys, too. Just a total team effort. It was luck, but it wasn't. It was sort of luck by design. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just incredible.
Well,
and
during the break,
other thing was Jaden's poise afterwards. I mean, this is the coolest cat in the league.
Yeah, because I feel like he's probably done it before, and he's always calm, cool, and collected. But during the break, they happened to be showing the end of the Colts game.
Mm-hmm.
That came down to a Hail Mary. And Anthony Richardson, who should not be on the field, he's completing 44% of his passes. I hate to say this about somebody who's only in his second year, but I think there's enough evidence to suggest he's not the future of the team. And I understand Joe Flacco's not the future of the team, but pull the plug already on a guy that can't complete 50% of his passes. Anyway, EB, I don't know if you saw the play. Mm-hmm. Cakes hadn't seen it. I was like, you got to watch this. Mm-hmm. So it's a Hail Mary from actually a little bit closer. Right there at about the, 50-yard line.
Midfield.
Right? He rolls to his left. There's three guys rushing him. He doesn't pull the trigger, and he gets sacked. How do you not throw the ball?
I saw the end of it.
How do you not throw the ball?
Can I give you a potential answer? I don't know. Was it a situation where they just didn't have enough time for the guys to get down there, or they were clearly down there?
He would have had time.
They would have plenty of time for the guys.
He took himself out. In the game, quarterbacks never take themselves out in the game. He's broken. I don't know that he was ever right, but point is, Jaden did what he had to do, and I think the team preps for that.
Yeah.
And Noah Brown makes the catch. Easy. You mentioned Stevenson, the corner for the Bears, who was taunting the fans during the play. I mean, probably 2 seconds into the play. So they were playing that coverage. I don't know what you call it, quarters coverage, but he was on the far left. And when the ball snapped, he's still woofing to the fans.
I mean, his back is turned to the ball.
Then he sees, okay, the receivers are running down the middle. So he takes off of the middle of the field in time to tip it to Noah Brown.
By the way, Jaden Daniels held onto the ball for 12.79 seconds on that pass.
Right.
It's the first touchdown pass with the time to throw over 10 seconds in the entire next-gen stats era.
That's amazing.
Since 2016.
Hey, Valdez, see if you can pull up. You know, that's what blew me away more than Noah Brown catching a gift. It was just Jaden buying the time and then with the perfect throw. Can you find Magic's tweet last night? Which is just, it makes me laugh.
Now I need to go look for it. God, love me some Magic Johnson tweets.
Was he at the World Series game on Friday?
I saw him on the game one, I think. I'm not sure.
Somebody suggested he was there for the Freddie Freeman Grand Slam, which was amazing. You know, sports are amazing.
Mm.
Friday night, I only watched literally the last two innings. I tuned into the game, and it goes to extra innings if Freddie Freeman hits the game-winning Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody tweeted me that Magic was right behind home plate, but I couldn't tell in the picture.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I couldn't tell if he was there, but
could be.
A pretty amazing weekend if he was.
All right, well, a lot of people want to chime in on the game. Play that music again, Cakes. We're going to hear it all day today.
Got it right here.
Especially on this show. If you want to chime in, I know you got to be excited, waking up happy, probably had a hard time. Like me, I actually had a hard time kind of going to sleep. Had a hard time just kind of calming my innards.
It was a jolt of adrenaline, like going through your body.
Yeah.
Like just seeing that unfold.
And I have to tell you, it's been 25 years of disappointment and sadness.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that for those of us that are diehard fans. I've learned to measure my response when I'm watching these games. I'm going to have to start letting my emotions go, man. And I'll tell you, right before that, when I can't remember what it was. I think we had a long third down or fourth down, whatever it was, and they completed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I scared my wife and my daughter because I hadn't said really anything all game. I was just watching it. And then they completed. I think they made a first down. It was clearly they were going to score a touchdown after that play. And I went and I took my hand and I just hammered my – what's the thing you put your foot on? What do you call that thing?
A footrest an ottoman?
The ottoman. It was a leather ottoman. Yeah. Right in front of me, and I took my hand and I smacked it as hard as I could. Okay. And it's my daughter and my wife looked at me, and I was fine after that, but I had to let that emotion go.
Sure.
I said the F word.
It's probably after the pass to DJ Moore.
Probably.
Because Caleb made like that long pass.
And it was just obvious they were going to score after that.
Yeah, he made the long pass to DJ Moore, and it was like, oh.
Damn it. And I just, I hit that thing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just rationalizing the loss in my brain before that play.
I think there's a lot of scar tissue and PTSD which has affected the fan base, right? So
definitely
Keith from Laurel, who said he was going to call in, Keith from Laurel sent me a couple pictures of the game before the game. And he's like, man, there's a lot of Bears fans here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is still going to exist for a little while.
I think
that if this continues for the next few years, which it should, eventually, it's going to dissipate.
I mean,
year by year, it's going to dissipate, and you're going to have less of the opposing fans into the stadium, and you're going to have more of the Commanders fan base there representing.
It's just taken a while.
I was not at the game, but there were Bears fans pockets that you could see in the stands, but it's not like 3 or 5 years ago where you see entire sections. Like when I think Draven Valdez, I think you might have gone, JP, to the Vikings game when they came here a couple years ago, and there's 30,000 people in purple jerseys doing the skull chant. Like, I think hopefully those days are coming to an end.
Right.
With Jaden Daniels and his emergence.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Big Keith sent me the picture, though. He's like, more Bears fans per cap than Pittsburgh's fans. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how many are here. A lot of empty seats.
Well, they all went home salty. I know that.
It didn't seem like that. At the end of the game.
And that was in the middle of the game when he sent me that text.
Let's go to Ed. It's Springdale, Maryland, Kicks. Ed, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. So, of course.
Just want to say we need to give a name to that play, and I think it should be the Hail Mary DMV. DMV stands for Daniel's Miracle Version. he was great. But I do want to say, And you guys already do it, we've got to give credit to the entire team. We saw what happened with RG3 and how people would just chant his name like no one else existed. This is a well-put-together team from the GM to the coach to the offensive and defensive players. We are back, guys.
I think it's safe to say we might be back. I think it's safe to say.
I don't think this is an outlier.
I got to do it 2 years
in a row. It's the swagger that you can have when you've got a superstar quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, also,
that's not even a hyperbole.
A legit superstar.
Jaden Daniels is a superstar already.
Can Drabby hang up on whoever he's talking to? What do you think? Do you think Drabby's going to say?
He's going to say he got lucky, Hail Mary.
Hey, are you sold on Jaden yet? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of luck involved in the final play, but just overall, everything.
I'm sure Bears fans are probably, if he took some truth serum, they'd probably
wish they had the other guy.
They got the wrong guy.
Yeah. All right, I like it.
That's not me. I'm speaking for Bears fans.
What about you?
That was very, very, very happy for Commander fans.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, but you're not sold on him yet.
I don't know what that means. You keep saying that he's playing well. I don't know what to tell you.
Sold on it. In other words, that barring catastrophic injury, this is the guy. He's the 10-year guy. Barring injury.
I mean, you can say it, right? It's okay to say
he's the guy. You don't want to say that?
No, he hasn't proven that to you yet? No, injury is a huge part of that.
Okay, but take injury out.
Take injury out. Yeah, take
like Anthony Richardson
out.
Sucks.
Today's not about me. Today's not about me. Caleb Williams is going to be there for probably 10 years.
I love this deflection.
I think Caleb will be there for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Cigars guy's better.
Here's the thing about the Commanders that we're not even talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie contract. You can ride that for a couple years.
Fantastic.
Cap space.
$121 million.
Adam Peters.
Gene's a genius.
This is just the beginning, EB.
Certainly compared to the other dunks we've had here.
By comparison,
this is the beginning.
100 geniuses.
Yeah, I think
it's the beginning of an era.
Play a case.
You had that era, EB, in the 80s, 90s. Then it went away for our entire radio careers.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
But
Washington,
it should be
whatever your team name
the
is.
The era that, you know, when you have one of these guys. Like the Chiefs having Patrick Mahomes or the Bills. I know the Bills haven't won anything. Or the Ravens with Lamar Jackson. You're going to compete every year.
It puts you in the conversation, JP.
We're relevant for the next decade. We're relevant for the next decade.
It puts you in the mix instead of just being an afterthought and irrelevant.
Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, buddy? Y'all on the jumps. Hey,
what's up, fellas, man? Hey, I tell you what, man. It's like you said, it's been a while, man, since we've been here before, man. And this ride feels good, man. But I tell you what, I was praying, man, with my sports prayer, man, that Chicago didn't cross me, man, in this draft and take Daniels before they
were you really
him,
nervous
man.
About that going
yeah,
in?
Yeah, very, very, very.
Do you do
nervous,
a daily
man.
Sports prayer? How does this work? How does this unfold?
I just kept doing it, brothers. I don't know how it worked, but it did, though.
All right, and your prayers were answered.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But I tell you what, though, fellas, two things, man, I want to say that the defense, is, without a doubt, you can see it getting more better and aggressive. And then one of your brothers was talking about, man, being emotions.
Yes.
I'm like that, too, man. I don't want to put my emotions in it. And then one of you all just describe why. The scar tissues that we got, man. It's like being in love with that girl, and you know you're going to get hurt, man, but you're in love, and you're in love.
Right. Yes.
You're smitten.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm just holding my emotions back, but I think we got a real one this time, brothers. I don't think this is emotional at all. I think this is going to be a really,
I'm
really
with
good
you.
Team.
I just wish Drab would admit it. All right, thank you.
I know. Hey, but you know what, though? Jaden will answer that for him, though. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Jaden will do that for him.
What a cool kid, too, huh?
Yeah,
how does he
is,
handle
man.
That? That kid's like the coolest guy in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's why everybody rallies around him, because his ego doesn't go in front of anybody, man.
No.
He's a part of the team. And you heard him say in the end, he say, hey, man, we love each other. And we go to war with each other. Yeah. Even Mariota said that last week.
Yes. You're 100% right. There is something special about the culture on this football team. And winning does promote that. But there's something underneath it.
By the way,
I'm glad we're along for the ride, man.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
By the way, the biggest topic all week was he going to play?
Right.
I said it right off the bat. As stupid as it was, his mom tweeting he was fine, and his demeanor during last week's game, I was like, that guy's playing. He's
for
going to play.
For 24 hours, I thought they'd protect him. But the next day, when I saw DQ's presser, he didn't look disappointed at all. And then you throw in the combo of the mom tweet and his demeanor. I said, he's playing.
I just figured on last Sunday that the kid was playing. Like, I mean,
just by seeing how happy he was.
I mean, he didn't look like super hurt. And I understand it's ribs, whatever. He's smiling, waving.
I would love to have a PT tell
good.
Me what wrapping it was doing, because they weren't using heat or ice. I'm just curious what rapping did after every time.
I saw him ace bandage.
They said they were
going to
do that after every series of downs. I just wonder what that does.
And I'm not saying he doesn't
Maybe
have any pain.
It warm?
I'm sure he has some pain, but I just figured he's a competitor. And the way that he looked last Sunday during the game after he'd been taken out, it was like, that kid's playing next week. By the way, Valdez had a weird theory. What is this rumor that you're hearing about Jaden Daniels?
It's not my theory.
Okay.
I had a lot of people messaging me this theory.
Oh, I do know.
I saw that.
And it kind of made sense. There wasn't a 0% chance about it, but they were saying, because how vague they were about the rib injury, they wouldn't tell us if it was a cartilage, broken rib, bruise. They were just vague on the details. Someone said that they, possibly the organization and Jaden himself, are embarrassed that he injured his chest/ribs because he had a nipple ring while playing. And he said it's
that was hilarious.
It's and he says it's common with people who have nipple rings that if they fall, they can really
catch on it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. They can detach. It can like puncture something.
Okay, there's no evidence.
No,
it's
there is no evidence. There's speculation.
It
speculation.
Made me chuckle. I'm distancing myself from that.
Yeah, okay. I am too. But here's my bigger takeaway.
I'm distancing myself from it.
Say he wears a nipple ring. It's his thing. Whatever. Wouldn't he take it out?
No,
like, during
you can definitely take it out. But sometimes you forget. Okay. I mean, and there's
why
players.
Why were they wrapping his waist? Then?
Because he didn't have a big cover. Because
it can rip.
That's why.
No, because it can rip. No. If it rips, it can rip out skin, and then that's a very sensitive area.
No, it is sensitive.
I understand that would hurt. I just don't think that happened in this instance.
I don't think there's a 0% chance it happened.
0.001.
Okay,
there's definitely a possibility.
Zero. Okay, maybe.
Do we have any shirtless pictures of Jaden Daniels in the locker room over the years?
I don't think so.
With a nipple ring.
I mean,
Cakes brings up a good point. If it was a nipple ring issue, why go through the ace bandaging of the ribs during the game?
Yeah. Because you could have stitches.
Yeah.
And but he didn't have stitches down here by his belly.
No, like right here.
They're wrapping his belly.
No, like right here underneath the pec.
That's a reach.
You see a lot of dumb stuff on Twitter. Yeah. That might be at the very top.
That's pretty dumb. Yeah.
I don't think there's a 0% chance it could happen.
All right. Nothing's a 0% chance.
Yeah. Honestly, I will retract my statement if someone asks Jaden if he has a nipple ring.
Well, who's going to ask him that?
I don't know.
Does anybody
John Kime? John Kime's going
to ask him. Do we have any shirtless photos of Jaden in the last couple of years, like at the beach or anything?
But just because you don't have you don't have a nipple ring, because you don't have a nipple ring 2 years ago, doesn't mean you don't have one now.
No, but it would help your case if you found one with.
Yeah.
So it could go either way. But that is, by the way, is a Matt Valdez theory.
Yes.
And I don't mind thinking out of the box. It doesn't bother me.
He's propping up the theory.
It's not my theory either,
but I'm kind of...
He's just running with it.
I'm kind of buying into it. I was kind of sold.
You want it to be true. You want it to be true.
I think it's a hysterical way to end up on an injury report.
It would be funny. Yeah. It would be a funny injury.
All right, 800-636-1067. We got John Kime coming up at 7. I know we're going to have Logan Paulson at 9. I think GP is going to join us at 8:20. Be banging out your calls throughout the show. It's a hell of a day. It's a victory Monday. We're making football fun again around here, Cakes. I'm so excited. Don't go anywhere.